Meeting is now being recorded. Welcome again. We'll go to the agenda. Item number one is the minutes of the 7th of May as circulated and published on the 10th of May. Is everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
That's all done.
Thank you.
That's it. Any apologies?
Yes, Leader. Apologies received from Councillors Hood and Pearce.
Thank you. Any Councillors' questions?
There are none.
And then we move on to item four, which is the proposals of the Cabinet members. The first one actually is me. If you look at the first item, I'm sure you've all read it properly and thoroughly. The Staffordshire Leaders Board. Some of you are probably sick to death of me mentioning it, but I'll just run through what it's actually, where we're actually up to with it. The Leaders Board is made up of the leaders of the eight districts stroke boroughs of Staffordshire, plus the County Council, and has been for a couple of years now. But there's always been a bit of a hole, a final piece of the jigsaw, and that final piece of the jigsaw is Stoke-on-Trent. And so we're very pleased that Stoke-on-Trent are joining the Leaders Board, given from the vote going the right way tonight. And we look forward to working with them, because the Leaders Board will be the main body speaking to national government on anything that comes of devolution. Also, it will help with funding for the wider area. So it's an important body, increasingly important, and this change to the terms of reference to allow Stoke-on-Trent to join is important. So I would ask the Cabinet to look at the recommendation and accept the recommendation. Anybody any comments? No. Sounds good. Thanks very much. Thank you. B. Move on to Stafford Gateway, and that's Councillor Reid.
Yes, we've already had a report in a previous meeting regarding the funding. This is primarily focused on the method of delegating and controlling the framework for running the projects. I'd like to draw your attention to 5.11 especially, which I believe is on page 21. This is an element of the structure that allows for community and local stakeholder groups to have insights, to have a say, and to have a voice in the programme, but also the vision. So within the overall framework of the Gateway, where the landowners very much are very important in this, they have their own forum, but the community also has its forum, and that voice can be consolidated, discussions can happen. It's a really important part of it that I pushed for, and we've got.
Thank you very much, Councillor Reid. Any comments on that? Okay, thank you. We move on. And we go on to C, item C, which is a resources portfolio, Roman numeral 1, and that's Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, this is the Value for Money Progress Report 23-24. And the purpose of the report is to advise members on the progress of the delivery of the Value for Money Improvement Plan at the end of 23-24. The recommendation is to note the progress and the delivery of the VFM Improvement Plan set out in Appendix 1. The information allows Cabinet to ensure that all appropriate steps have been taken to address the findings of the external auditor and improve the Council's governance arrangements. Section 5 of the report includes background information and reasons for the VMF Improvement Plan. This is the first progress update since the Improvement Plan was approved. Commentary on progress for each of the actions for Quarter 4 of 23-24 is set out in Appendix 1. And as you see, Table 1 in Paragraph 5.6 shows that at the end of Quarter 4, of the 15 actions planned for delivery, 47% have been completed, 47% have been progressed but are slightly behind schedule, and 6% are no longer applicable. So good progress has been made in 23-24, with 7 key actions having been completed. Work is in progress on the other 7 actions. Most of these relate to the updating of policies, and work is nearing completion on these. It's anticipated they'll be submitted to leadership team for approval in Quarter 1, 24-25. Progress in delivering the actions in the improvement plan are being overseen by, first of all, the leadership team and also the Audit and Accounts Committee. And the Audit and Accounts Committee will escalate any concerns to Cabinet, and Cabinet will also receive periodic updates. So recommendations are set out then, Leader.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Anybody any comments on the vote? No. Okay, set the recommendations and move on. Roman numeral 2, which is the performance report. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The purpose of this report is to advise members with regard to progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance for 23-24. And I would recommend that members note the progress made during the year in the delivery of the Council's priorities as set out in Appendices 1 and 2. If we look at Table 1, at the end of 23-24, of the 35 projects stroke actions due for delivery, 74% have been completed, that's 26. 20%, 7, have slipped slightly by less than 3 months. 3%, 2, have slipped by more than 3 months, and 1 is no longer applicable. The delivery plan set out in Appendices 1A to 1D summarised performance and the reasons for any slippage, together with actions to recover ground. If we turn to the key performance indicators, i.e. KPIs, then out of the 28 KPIs, 4-6%, 13, show performance above target, 11%, 3, show performance on target, 32%, 9, show performance below target, and 11%, that's 3, are three indicators are awaiting data. Appendix 2 gives more indications, details about the reasons for slippages, together with actions to recover ground. Perhaps, Leader, at the end of that year, 23-24, we could actually look at some of the progress which was made. The progress made, for example, with the transformation of Stafford Town Centre, in particular, the completion and opening of Market Square, the purchase of the Guildhall site, and the planned purchase of the former Co-op store for redevelopment, the securing of funding for the station gateway project, and station approach work, which is set to start on site in quarter 2, 2024-25. Then there is the completion and the opening of the greatly improved Westbridge Park in Stone, the new disabled facilities grant, shared service with South Staffordshire, has in fact helped a record number of people in the year, and timescales for those new to the service are also significantly reduced. That's gone very well for South Staffordshire, much better than it was before, thank goodness. The new supported accommodation, which is provided by Turning Point, this is for rough sleepers, is now open and is having a positive impact on the quality of people's lives. Then there are improvements in the turnaround time for planning applications, and there is the increase in the number of empty homes brought back into use. They've come in quite significantly higher, which is good. And that all is good news, so I look forward to Cabinet agreeing the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody have any comments or questions? No? Well, thank you very much, Councillor Cook. We'll move on. Item D, which is the local ship vehicle infrastructure. And normally this would be...
Sorry, Leader, we missed...
Oh, so I do apologise, I've missed my strategic risk register. I've already ticked it, Councillor Cook, that's what it was. So, fire away, sir.
Okay, strategic risk register, Leader. This report sets out details of the Council's strategic risk register as at 1st April 2024. And the recommendation is that Cabinet approves the draft strategic risk register and considers the progress made in the identification and management of these strategic risks. Now, all strategic risks and associated action plans have been reviewed, and the Council's current risk profile is summarised in the table in paragraph 3.1. I would add that one red risk has been added to the register in relation to meeting the homelessness statutory duty, and one amber risk has been added in relation to governance risk. Thus, there are now two red, which are high risk, and five amber, which are medium risks. The report covers the accounts and audit regulations 2015, the definition of risk, the aim of risk management and the council's approach to risk management. A summary of these strategic risks is to be found in Appendix 1, and all these risks are described fully, together with mitigating actions, in Appendix 2. Leader, I ask that the recommendations be accepted.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. All happy?
Yes. Thanks.
Thanks so much, thank you. Now, this is item D, climate action, nature recovery portfolio, which is normally Councillor Pearce. Well, Councillor Pearce can't be with us this evening, so Councillor Rob Kenny will be presenting this.
Thank you, Leader. This report looks to share progress and seek support for the continuation of Stafford Borough Council's relationship with Stafford County Council and others to deliver additional electric vehicle charging points in Stafford Borough. The strategy assists in enabling electric vehicles to be a viable option for residents, visitors and businesses, whilst helping to support the aims of Stafford County Council's strategic plan and the vision of the Staffordshire Sustainability Board, which aligns with the borough's own aspirations, contributing towards achieving carbon net zero and improving the quality of life for residents through a reduction of noise and air quality impacts. The significant issues within the report is that the report allows us to continue to be part of the programme and access this central government funding pot. The council still retains the ability to withdraw from the programme without risk should we decide to do so, and any decisions on how we move this forward will come through Cabinet for approval. There are 6 proposed sites for the charging points, details of which are included within the appendices. It's essential, in my opinion, that we are involved in this. Electric vehicles, if you excuse the pun, are currently the only way forward to help with climate change.
Thank you very much, Councillor Kelly. Any comments? Okay, is that recommendation?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much. And that, unless I've forgotten to do something else, is the end of the agenda. Just one more thing before we do finish. There is a D-Day event, as I'm sure you're all aware, in Victoria Park, taking place at the moment. And I believe we're joining the rest of Staffordshire in lighting the beacon around about 9:30 tonight. So I hope we can see most of you there. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.
Thank you.